This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish radio show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
That's me.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Thanks. Ready?
Today's show, we'll be looking at the... What?
I've got to do the thing.
Yeah, go. Today's show, we'll be looking at the front pages of the broadsheets, looking at the main stories there. Mark will be having a look at the tabloids. Then we'll be moving on to Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week. That will be followed by local gossip. Then we'll be looking at the newsletter from Wheelbarrow Town, going to sports news from my dad, and then finally finishing off with a special guest who'll be giving us the weather. There you go.
There you go. That's what's happening.
And the special guest, by the way, is, of course, fantastic comedian Jen Brister.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. And, yeah, so let's start with our first section, Save It for the Radio Show.
Yeah.
For new listeners, this is just the section where me and Mark basically catch up on air.
Yeah. Well, we saw each other yesterday.
Yes, we gigged together in Richmond.
Yeah, we haven't gigged together for ages, have we?
Enjoyed your set.
Thank you.
Very good.
I didn't stick around for yours.
Smashed it.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I assume you did well.
Yeah. Did all right.
Yeah, it's a nice one, wasn't it? Charity.
Very nice. Giving back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's foreseeability.
Yeah. Did you know what the charity was before you did it?
Huh? No, I never do.
No, I just assume it's good. Do you know what I mean? All charities are good, don't they? Any charities you don't like?
Oh, God.
I just assume if it's a proper charity...
What's not a proper charity?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe... I don't know what the rules are with charity.
Well, when I was in Northern Ireland doing a little mini tour, someone came into a pub at about, it was past midnight, with like a badge and said, oh, can you give us a pound? And I thought, there's no way this is going to a charity, but just have a quid.
This happened to me. I was in Birmingham in a cafe, and this little kid, he looked like dodgy little kid.
What 12 years old? That doesn't constitute someone looking dodgy.
Maybe 12, 13.
You're just giving an age to someone. Right, tracksuit.
Didn't look clean.
So he was dirty?
Well, he looked like he probably... Yeah, he's a bit dirty.
What is your idea of someone
like
that's dodgy looking?
He
was 12,
hang
mate!
On,
he's probably been running about in the woods, garden skipping, enjoying his life.
I haven't finished my story yet. He definitely was dodgy.
Why was he dodgy?
Okay, so he came up with a sheet of paper and he goes, can you...
No. Why did you think, right... He's dodgy. Because he was 12 and he was dirty.
He's a bit too sort of over the top confident. Like, he's a bit cocksure. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he comes up with this bit of paper.
Weird the word cocksure, because you get to hide the word cock in it, which I always think is a bit odd. You get to swear hidden in a phrase.
That's interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Cocksure.
Is there a dash between, like,
don't know.
Two words?
We'll find out and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. So he's a bit cocksure.
Yeah.
And
country. just saying. Weird words that you can sneak swear words into.
Shih Tzu dog.
Yeah, there you go. Cocksure. No, there's no dash. Just cocksure. Confident in an excessive or arrogant way. So many comedians are cocksure.
Yeah. So he came up with this bit of paper. He said, "All right, can you sponsor our?" Can you sponsor our boxing club? We're doing this. We all got doing sponsorship for boxing club. Like, he didn't really make sense.
What's a sponsorship for a boxing club? Why does a boxing club
fundraising
need...
for?
How much money do you need? Knock him out. That's free, isn't it?
Equipment, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and I sniffed a rat straight away, and I was like, "Oh no, sorry, mate." Right, and then he saw my pass. I had a pass for the... I'd just done a download, so I went from download to Birmingham.
Download is a music festival.
Yeah. So anyway, what's that for? And I went, oh, it's just a music gig I'm going to go and do that tomorrow. And he went, I hope it blows up. Because it was just after one of the news things. And I was like...
One of the news things. One of the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, but I can't remember which one.
We're on a news show. One of the news things. Who cares?
No, I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the big
there's
ones.
There's a lot of them now. Well, they're all quite big.
And then afterwards, he went, and I thought, I don't...
One of the big ones.
I don't... What's
all you're saying? I don't think you should be creating a league table of terrorist attacks where you start going, yeah, but I mean, that one was all right. Only a few of them. Seventh?
I don't know. anyway,
do you know what I mean? It was just a mini terrorist attack. It's fine.
it just happened. So it's quite sort of sensitive.
Yeah. It's
and,
fresh.
And he went, and then I
fresh
thought,
terrorist attack.
And in my head, I was like, that is such an awful thing for him to have said. Like, but he's only a kid.
Yeah.
But what should I have done? Like, I thought, should I have sort of grabbed him and sort of
What are you doing?
I got him around the throat. I got him around the throat.
Look at you with your big hands.
But what, would I have been justified to do that and just to
No, definitely not.
But just to sort of say, so he knows that's not.
No.
So what were you supposed to say? How could you teach that kid?
If anyone is listening live, obviously this is a very popular podcast, but if anyone is listening live, do tweet now at FooBar Radio. Is it FooBar Radio? Yeah. Is that the Twitter handle? FooBar Radio. And just let us know how you think Mark should have dealt with that.
Yeah.
Or even tweet in, if it's a podcast, we can talk about it next week.
Yeah. I know you're not allowed to touch kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Where were you? Where were you like 20 years ago? You could have been there for Spacey. But you could have told Spacey you're not allowed to touch kids.
No, I don't mean touch kids. I mean, you're not
allowed to. I know what you mean. Punch kids.
Or grab them. Like,
you're not allowed to do a lot of stuff to kids.
So a kid like that who clearly, if you just said to him, you're really not supposed to say that. He's not going to care about that. How are you supposed to teach that kid a lesson? How are you meant to, you know?
Well, you should try and connect with him. He's trying to raise money for a boxing club.
You're not being good
Bang,
either.
There you go. Take that, mate.
Need more practice.
There you go. Give him the pounds of your fist, isn't it? Pound that.
So what do you reckon?
You're meant to try and connect with people.
He doesn't understand the weight
of what he's saying and how insensitive that is.
Yeah.
So you've not got to try and connect with him and go, hang on, so maybe ask about the boxing club. Well, I said, do you do boxing then? Try and get on his side. Try and create a sort of a friendship there.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know what I mean? Like a connection with him.
Yeah.
And then maybe go back to the inappropriate comment, and explain to him why that's not the right thing to say.
I was pretty angry, though.
See, I know this sort of thing because I was a naughty kid.
Yeah.
So I know about, like, what my emotional reaction was to adults.
Mm.
Adults were the enemy.
Yeah.
And it was the teachers that treated me like an equal that I would respect and therefore not misbehave. Mr. Bradley, history teacher. Mr. Hill, RE teacher. Mr. Hill told me I was good. He said to me, you're going to be a comedian.
Really?
And I thank him on my DVD.
My RE teacher, he did the personal education as well, and the sex ed. And
sex ed?
Sex education.
Why have you... When has that been abbreviated?
Sex ed, yeah, that's a normal thing.
What?
Yeah, sex ed. That's what they say.
Sex ed? Sounds like a pervert. Here he comes on sex ed.
That's the head teacher.
No, I've never heard that before.
All right, but anyway, so he showed us the video. It was like one of the old school videos where, like, to show us the genitals.
Old school video. Right, do you remember this? Do you remember the video where you watch a teenager... You watch a male teenager getting an erection. Do you remember this?
What?
Yeah, no,
Oh my god!
I'm obviously not.
Oh my god! Would you? This has been a weird start, isn't it? That's not a thing. No way has anyone ever been allowed to video a teenager get. Yeah, this is for everyone else's education. This is fine.
What is it with the world today? Everything just sort of leads to sort of paedophilia.
Exactly. I can't say touching kids without people thinking that.
God, it's all Spacey's fault.
So what are you trying to say?
Let me finish.
Right, all right.
Right. You watch a young teen. Oh, it might have been young. It might have not been. So I don't know how old he was.
But with
the camera, it was heat sensitive. So you didn't see...
Oh, so like, through his clothes.
It was. I don't know if he was wearing clothes or not. So it was like, basically, how I was going to explain it to you. You know the way Predator sees things?
What sort of Predator?
Oh, for fuck's sake! That's the first... I try to not swear on this show.
Oh.
You just can't say anything. No wonder everyone's getting in trouble. My God!
I mean, they're getting in trouble because they did bad things.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Spacey didn't remember. And we all know, if you can't remember, it didn't happen. And it's fine. No, do you remember the heat in Predator where it's heat sensitive?
Yeah.
So basically, for me, I made the joke in class that it just looked like we were watching Predator watch a kid get an erection.
That's really funny.
No, I didn't see that one.
How have we got to this? So
anyway.
We've got to this. Sorry, can I just say, this is where this conversation has started and got to, is it started off with me and you doing a charity gig for Seeability and ended up with Predator watching a teenager get an erection. And that is why you listen to the news-ish radio show. Go on.
So anyway, just to finish. So the story...
You're still doing
the story? The video was the old one where... So older people...
I forgot what you're talking about. What video?
The sex education.
Oh, yeah. Sex ed.
And, like, a woman comes out of a shower, she's naked, and then... naked. So just to show you the form, the genitals and everything, and then a man comes out of a shower and he's naked.
They walk down a hallway. Corridor.
Naked? No, I doubt it.
Okay. Carry on. That's what I always remember.
It was really old school video.
I got the gig, obviously.
Hang on. Save it.
Go on. Save it.
Massive. So they all got massive, pubes back. Because it wasn't as trendy to sort of trim it up, I don't think.
You're trimming it down. You can't trim up.
Can you trim up? What's trimming?
Trimming up is growing your hair.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's not trim, is it? That's weird.
Trim down.
It's trimming
trim
up.
Down.
Never, not even a phrase.
Well, it's sort trim of that rub well at trimming it up, isn't it? Trimming up the grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then everyone started giggling.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is normal, right?
Totally normal.
The teacher lost his shit. Kicked us all out. Kicked us all out of the room.
He kicked us out of the class.
Yeah, and then we didn't know what to do. We were just outside the classroom. It was one of those kind of put-up classrooms, like nothing like a mobile classroom.
Oh yeah.
And we were just sort of there, and he just lost it. Like totally had a breakdown. But, like why? And why do you think he did that? Do you think he was like really dreading having to do the teaching? Like from an adult's point of view, having to teach kids how to like this.
Oh,
this,
awkward.
That's what I mean. Do you think he just in his head he'd just been building it up, not hating it, well, and then we laughed? Well,
it's about not knowing how to deal with people, isn't it?
Can't if you're, what his name is.
If anyway,
don't know.
You don't need to remember what his name is.
No, because you remembered yours.
It's not important, huh?
You remembered your.
Yeah, but those teachers had a positive effect on me. I don't remember the ones that had a negative effect on me.
Yeah, I mean that's why I didn't lose my virginity till 23.
23?
No, not really.
Come on. What age?
19.
That's all right, it's fine.
Is it? That's a bit mad. That's pathetic, isn't it?
It's not.
Isn't it? When you're that age, though, that's not good. Like you're at that point where you're like, oh my god, am I ever gonna?
Who was he? There we go. Shall we end it there? We've talked a lot about...
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, this neatly brings us to the headlines of today.
Well, we've got 3 minutes before we normally do a song.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, look. Kevin Spacey.
Don't mic the table.
Is he a nonce? No. That's not appropriate. Obviously, if you're listening, I do apologise.
Is that an offensive word?
Yeah.
Is it? Is that actually offensive? Because who are you offending? You don't care about offending them.
Well, it is. All the nonsense.
Isn't that funny?
All the
nonsense. They're calling in, complaining.
Excuse me, I'd just like to say, as a nonce, I don't think it's okay for you to use the word nonce live on radio. If there are any nonces listening, do
turn
apologize.
Off. Turn off.
Turn it off. No, look, anyway, Spacey.
Yeah.
The actor... oh, God, I forgot his name. Oh,
Kevin
I've lost
Spacey?
It. No, not the accuser. What's his name again?
He's an actor, is he?
Yes, he's an actor.
Well, yeah, so he's...
Oh, he's recognisable as well. Anthony Rapp. He has loads of stuff.
Is he? Which?
Him. The one where there's a big picture of him. Do you not recognise that actor?
No, not at all.
Well, there he is in a Star Trek costume.
Right.
So
why is he...
He's in Star Trek Discovery, which is currently on Netflix. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because Netflix has just cancelled...
House of Cards to the allegations.
Interesting. Like,
do you reckon it's just a ratings battle? He's gone here. They've gone, look, House of Cards has beaten Star Trek Discovery. What are we going to do? Hang on, I've got something in my pocket.
Oh, my God, you reckon?
Yeah, which is what Kevin Spacey said to me. So, Anthony Rapp has a cue. I know,
really
I know, we're too immature. I don't know what to do. Should we just leave it?
House of Cards.
House of Cards has been cancelled by Netflix due to the allegations. Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of making a sexual advance towards him in 1986. I was only one.
I was one, yeah.
why have I said that? That's not relevant at all. When I was one, someone was being sexually abused. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so, or allegedly.
So all those people.
But Spacey's come out, very odd decision, and released a statement. I don't know who's advised him to release a statement. And with the statement, he goes, oh, I don't remember this. If this did happen, really sorry about that. By the way, I'm gay.
Why has he said that?
I think the accusation, a lot of people are very happy that he's chosen this point in time to come out as being gay. Not like, maybe not choosing the Academy Awards when winning an Oscar to go, you know, I'm gay and proud. Instead to perhaps use it as a deflection away
like,
from...
But is it not like, by him saying that, is that not making it more likely that he did do it? Because obviously he's attracted to men, so...
I
don't understand what difference that has made him telling everyone that he's gay.
Well, he's just using it as a deflection.
Just so people...
he's gay, and everyone's going... I think he's trying to do, or he's being accused of doing at least, is they go, you tried to make sexual advances towards a 14-year-old actor, or boy, yeah. When you were younger in 1986, yeah. And he's gone, I'm gay, and then everyone's gone, he's gay, Kevin's gay, everyone, Spacey's gay, he's gay. Hang on, what was the thing we're talking
about?
Can't remember. He's gay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Good for you. That's what he's tried to do.
Yeah.
Try using it if you commit, you know, if you're trying to get out of something.
Yeah.
Maybe you've done, you know, that's bad, crashed your dad's car, anything. What have you done to my car? I'm gay.
I bet that would actually work, wouldn't it?
Deflect it. Just come out. There you go.
But I mean, that's just... What's actually happening? Is it like legal?
It doesn't seem to have got legal yet. All that's happened is Netflix have cancelled... House of Cards. The other actors must be furious.
Imagine that.
Imagine if this got cancelled because you ended up touching. Shh. Yeah. All right. Probably a bit.
When I say shush, I'm not saying shush. Don't tell someone. I say let's just stop talking about subject.
Look, let's leave it. You need. There's a lot more news in the broadsheets. There's a lot of news stories today. We'll catch up on some of them after a song. We'll play a song.
Yeah.
Talk a bit more about the headlines in the broadsheets.
Yeah. The broadsheets are better today than they were last week.
There's no Brexit.
Yes.
I think the papers have realised people are in sick of Brexit.
I think they've been listening to the podcast.
Mate. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're going to listen to a song after the song, come back, talk about more news. I'm going to go for... Do you know what? Slightly on topic. It's Blink-182, Fuck a Dog.
Is here.
Hello, love.
I read an amazing article with you in the Metro. The article talks a lot about you being a credible musician and not wanting to step away from what you believe to be the best kind of music for you.
There's always a thing of, well, I've got to pay the bills, innit? You get tempted to make music which is in the charts and or replicate something which is really current. But there's longevity in figuring out your own sound. And yeah, it's a journey. It's a hard journey, but it's worth it. Glad I stuck with the sound, and I'm glad I'm surrounded by people who have stuck with their sound over the years.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Why are you always laugh when I say check it out?
I think it's really funny.
Why?
Well, it's like a catchphrase now after that bit.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. Do check it out. There you go. It's another show on FUBAR Radio. Check it out. By the way, I should mention, actually, it's very important that we're not going to be here next week, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
For the Newsies show, because I'm going out to break America.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, okay, big time. So what we're going to do is...
If you do break America, will you take me with you? Will you get me something over there?
Well, we'll carry on doing this.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, you know, I'll see if I can get you a part in Lethal Weapon 5.
Do you reckon you could be the new guy in House of Cards?
Oh, mate, come on, leave it out.
You know what? Have you seen House of Cards?
Yes.
I started watching it because everyone goes on about it. I hated it when he starts talking to the camera.
I love it.
Oh, nah, why do you like that? That's like... It just takes you out of the...
But it's weird, because now I want to compliment Spacey, but you can't, do you know what I mean? Let's leave
on,
it. We've done that.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's give it some Spacey.
Else is happening?
Right, okay.
Get some news.
Exactly. No, I was going to talk about that we're not here next week.
Oh, yeah,
so
sorry.
Instead, replacing it is an old show of mine and Mark's, which is now new to FUBAR Radio. It's got a new home. It's the Filmish show.
Yeah. Exciting.
Basically, imagine this, but film.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's as good as this, is it?
What?
Like the film, I think. I prefer. Do you prefer this one?
We've not done the Filmish ages. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Thor. We're going to be talking about Death of Stalin. We're going to be talking to. There's a section where Danny Ward will be a friend of the Newsies shows. Danny Ward will be trying to pitch us his film ideas.
Yeah,
and me and Mark will decide whether or not we're going to make them. Sort of like Harvey Weinstein, sort of type of. Not a film exec.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, but he's going to be. Not in the same room as us, so...
No, he's phoning.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Right, anyway,
which would have got
Harvey
out of loads of trouble if he just did that.
Oh, mate, come on. We've got to stop with all these... Do you know what I mean? Anyway,
next.
The Guardian reporting Westminster misconduct claims spread to cabinet. Again!
What is it?
Theresa May has come under pressure to contain the fallout from claims of sexual misconduct. What is going on?
No, let's not talk about this one.
No, okay.
Let's do something different.
All right, something else.
It's all sex, isn't it?
Okay, The Times. Ministers face being fired in sex pests.
No.
Oh, for fuck. I can't believe it.
That guy from Coronation Street is on the front page of the tabloids
for
sex charges.
What is going on?
Sexually abusing someone, two people in the nightclub. It's just... It's
two?
Sex.
How do you sexually abuse two people?
I mean, don't ask me that.
No, right, no, don't. Answer that. Right, okay.
It's just everywhere.
Well, we've got, okay, headline from the Daily Mail. So I'm going to be, I've not really been reading out the Daily Mail headlines since we started this programme, but I'm going to do it every week now. I'll just read out one Daily Mail headline. Here we are in the Daily Mail. Refugees seek UK asylum by posing as pret-a-mangers. There you go.
What?
Terrifying. Yeah, apparently. Coming over here, pretending they're prets, and whilst they're pretending they're prets, actually they're just living here.
Are they?
Absolutely terrifying.
Oh, God.
Thank God for the Daily Mail. There we go. So, of course, the other big story in the Times is former Trump aide... This is from the Times. Former Trump aide admits lying over Kremlin links.
Right.
I'm just relieved it's got nothing to do with sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, well, at least it's not bloody...
So this is a link
anyone.
To do with how he became president?
Well, look, an investigation into alleged collusion. So collusion, I've had to write down what it meant, to be honest. It's a secret agreement or cooperation for an illegal or deceitful purpose, OK? An investigation into alleged collusion between Trump election campaign and the Trump election campaign and Russia took a new twist when a former aide to the president pleaded guilty to lying about his contact with a Kremlin-linked professor based in London.
Right.
So they've been trying to distance themselves from having an influence with the election,
How did Russia help him, though?
Sorry?
How did Russia help him win the... How have they got a sway in it?
Hijacking.
What do you mean?
Like, computer... So, like...
Changing the results.
I think it's to do with like Russia would have helped with leaks. Russia would have helped with advertisements on Facebook.
What's wrong with that though?
Well, other countries, Mark, aren't meant to influence other countries' elections. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So if the UK is holding an election,
yeah.
Ethiopia shouldn't be getting involved.
But how involved? Because, like, we all, everyone in the UK were tweeting about that, say, Trump shouldn't be the president. So that's like, isn't that like them trying to...
What? Sorry?
Like, everyone in the UK is tweeting, don't support Trump.
Yes.
So they're trying to... We were trying to influence the American people, weren't we?
That's true, but that's just opinion of people that don't have any influence. When you can sort of... enforce campaigns on Facebook and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to sound like I do.
Yeah, you know,
but
more than
I don't.
I do.
Does it sound? Let's see if I'll read it on here. According to U.S. prosecutors, the professor told Mr. Papadopoulos, in March last year, that the Kremlin had dirt on Hillary Clinton,
okay,
including thousands of compromising emails. So there you go.
Right,
that's the answer to your question. That was months before the Democratic Party or Mrs. Clinton's campaign aides revealed that they had been hacked. So hacked, they were hacked.
But
there you go.
If they do get hacked, that's bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if what they found is bad, surely it's good that they got hacked. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fair point, except there was a lot of spin and as a lot of people have sort of pointed out on Twitter, with the state that the world is sort of heading in or is in with the aid of Trump, the influence of Trump, is that better than some emails that Hillary was sending from her personal account as opposed to a proper security account?
Yeah, I think you're... Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
they're trying to cover it. So basically, they've lied. They've done something bad. They've tried to lie to get out of it. Have you done that? Can you relate to that? You do? I mean, you can't blame him for lying. Do you know, he's tried to get out of it.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
To try and get out... I've lied to... years ago, I tried to get out of a gig in Bristol. I'm very early 20s.
Yeah.
And I...
Why did you want to get out of it?
Well, basically, I had to travel to Bristol. I didn't know how to pre-book tickets or anything, so it was a fortune. I probably couldn't have afforded to get there. Then I had to book a hotel. I didn't know how to do that. I only moved out with my parents at 25.
Yeah.
I'm only learning how to be an adult now. I'm sort of just getting my head around it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, the idea of booking a hotel would make me really anxious. I think that's what adults do. I'm a kid.
So when you took the gig...
I didn't go to uni. I know sort of experience of being part of society.
Yeah.
I went to the pub, I drank with my mates, and I talked about the future.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're young. You talk about the future as if you can just do it. It's fine. It's in the future.
I'll be able to... drive.
I'll be a Hollywood actor. I'll be an Oscar winner. It's in the future. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff we used to talk about.
Right.
So no adult skills.
No.
So I had to get out of it, but it was last minute. It was only on the day. So I text the booker saying, this is terrible. I texted him saying, sorry, I can't make the gig today. My sister's been hit by a car.
What?
I turned my phone off.
You didn't. And turned your phone off.
Yeah, so I didn't have to deal with it.
Like, because maybe you're in hospital, so then you have to turn your phone.
Exactly,
off.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
There you go.
But you haven't got a sister?
No.
That's all right then.
Yeah.
Is it all right?
I don't know. I just got hit by a car. Dead.
Aww.
Poor girl. No, yeah, I didn't. Yeah. You have to make up a relative, don't you? You can't say your real. I couldn't say my brother.
Because
what if he did get hit by a car?
Some people
do
that, though. People will say the real people, and they don't get. Like, I always think, you're
jinxing it.
Tempting fate.
Exactly.
Isn't it? But I really do. I would never. I just couldn't do that. I just, like you say, make it up. But some people do just say they're real parents and horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. Look, that's the story. There's a lot more in that, but we don't really have time to go into it. Hopefully, all this truth now coming out of deceit and stuff like that, collusion. Hopefully, Trump soon, imminently, is going to lose the presidency.
Is that what would happen?
I think if there's too much corruption, they can't allow this.
Who decides that?
Look, it was reported, by the way, this is the front page of the Daily Mail, so I don't really want to use it as a source of news, but it was in The Guardian yesterday that, probably a more sensible way of putting it, but in the Daily Mail, toxic air kills 40,000 a year. That probably means toxic air kills 4 people a year, but it is bad.
Yes.
CO2 emissions have reached a record high. Something like, if I can remember correctly, higher than they have been in the last 3 million years. So the planet is doomed, basically.
What do you mean?
And Trump...
In the last
the
3 million
air,
years.
The quality
yeah,
of the
air. Yeah, but they didn't have cars back then. What are you on about? The dinosaurs weren't worried about... They didn't have, like, cars and aeroplanes and smoke and...
Dinosaurs! Turned up in a Toyota Prius. Because the Uber drivers.
What a ridiculous thing to say. Of course it's worse than it's ever been.
No, because Mark, the planet hasn't always been in this state. We've had different states. So there's been the Ice Age. The planets have been in different states.
Yeah. So there's loads of CO2 in the Ice Age.
I don't know if it's particularly the Ice Age, but yeah, there was once upon a time when perhaps. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm out of my depth again. But I know the planet's been different. I'm doing is reporting what I've read in the paper. Yeah. That's what this show is.
Bloody nonsense, isn't it?
Oh, look. Look. Cool. Okay, that's basically the broadsheet news.
Okay.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Oh, blimey. Straight away.
Go on.
Topical joke. So it's trick or treat tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
And last year, the trick or treaters egged my windows, but they're not going to be able to do it this year. Because I've left them open.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Do you use that on stage every Halloween?
The only time I've ever done it is if it's I happen to have a gig on Halloween. But today, obviously I haven't got a...
Well, you don't have to use it necessarily on that Halloween. Use it like that
I could say I'm not going to leave the... leave the windows open.
No, it's funnier if you... It's the past, isn't it? That's what you did.
But then I'd know that my house is full of eggs now.
Yeah, but your characters, your things,
hasn't been owned.
Stupid.
Hasn't been
owned yet. Oh, right. Look, let's leave. I like dissecting your jokes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's now probably time for
your mum.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's look. It's time for Betty. Have you heard what they're turning the Halfords down the bottom of the hill into?
What?
They're turning into a Waitrose.
Halfords into a Waitrose?
They're turning the old Halfords a couple of years ago. We get the bicycle and that.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone, you know, it was shut down. And we're going, oh, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's going to be Waitrose.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like everybody else in the community.
What?
I'm bloody furious, man. We people, we don't have the sort of money to be going down there. They're trying to do that thing in there. They're trying to do that thing to us.
What?
Gentrification. Gentrification's was trying to make us all middle, all the classes and all that. That's what they're trying to do.
Where are you going
to
shop now?
Well, this is the thing. We're going to have to get the 47, right? All the way down, because Sainsbury's, the thing is, it's competing with Sainsbury's, isn't it? The thing, Waitrose, everyone's stuck on Waitrose. Sainsbury's ain't going to be living alive anymore. They're going to be shutting down. We're going to have to get the 47 bus down London Road to get to Aldi. You get the bus now, the bus is £2 return. So £2 return before you've even bought a bloody chip. Do you know what I mean?
A chip.
It's local gossip. Gonna go and talk to my mum. Hello, mum.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very good, mum. Mum, did you hear Mark's joke?
No, sorry, because I'm concentrating. I'm looking out the window. I'm waiting for a toilet to be delivered.
A toilet? Are you getting a new toilet?
Yeah.
That
well, a whole new bathroom. And I've had lots of things delivered, and I'm just waiting on the toilet now.
This is the bathroom I paid for, by the way, just to let all the listeners know I'm a good son. I know, I just want everyone to know I'm a good son. That toilet's been broken for years.
Yeah, I have to. When you flush it, you have to pull a piece of wire to flush it.
So they don't have the lid, you know the lid in the back?
Yeah.
They don't have that on. And so when you've used the toilet, you have to like
stick
get
your hand
in
right in.
Terrible way of living.
Danny Ward had to do that recently, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good, mum. New bathroom, new toilet.
Yeah, but the thing is, Angie was on the phone to me this morning, and I got a call coming in, and it went on voicemail, and I can't hear it properly, and it was like the people that are delivering the toilet, and I don't know what they said, and I can't ring them back.
Why?
I tried to text them,
Why can't you ring them back?
Can't get through, so I don't know what's happening.
Why can't you ring them back?
Because I haven't got a number for them.
If you...
Redial.
If you listen to the voicemail again, there'll be an option to call them back.
Yes, well, I tried to... Oh, well. Anyway.
You need to know where the toilet is.
So have you not got a toilet at the moment?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the toilet, but yes, I'm waiting for the new one. And Nikki is starting on the bathroom tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. Nikki's our neighbour. So Nikki and Angie are the neighbours, friendly neighbours, friends of the family. And so Nikki installs bathrooms and kitchens and stuff.
That's handy.
Yeah, and he's a plasterer, so he's doing the plastering. And
go ahead.
So all that's going on.
What sort of style is it?
Huh? I'm having it. Well, I'm not having the bath. I'm having the shower.
Oh, and don't you like a bath?
I like showers. I don't like sitting in dirty water.
What toilet seat did you go for? What style? Did you go plastic or wood?
Plastic or wood?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the wooden ones are warmer, aren't they, in the cold
weather? Well, I don't care about that.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, you're talking about the toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah. But
oh, well, no. This, I've got... Bloody hell.
A wooden toilet!
Going back into the dark ages here. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's all my news about my place.
Okay. Fair enough.
And,
you went to Piers's. You went to Piers, who is my brother, of course.
Ah, party.
You went to his You went to his housewarming party.
Oh, the Halloween party. Yeah, he dressed up as a werewolf.
Yeah.
And he had like long ginger hair and hairy armpits.
Looks like Mark.
Hair hanging out of his football shorts.
What? Right. Did you dress up?
Yeah, I went as a witch.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah.
And with long black hair and, you know, and a green face.
All right. You know, he had the hair coming out the bottom of the football shorts?
Yeah.
What sort of hair was that meant to be?
That was pubic.
Was it?
Are you joking? What do you mean? No, it's just the werewolf. You know, like Teen Wolf.
Oh, he's
it's
all
Teen
hairy.
Wolf. We started turning into a werewolf. I don't know. I've not seen it.
Yeah, one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
How cool.
You went as a witch. What did you? How did you dress up?
Well, all in black and a black hat.
Mum, you wear all black. What you? You just went as you and put a hat on.
I had like a black gown on.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what went down at the party? Was it like was it like a heavy sort of?
Oh yeah, everyone got drunk and they were all out in the garden and. Yeah, it was good. It went on till about 6 a.m.
You were there till 6 a.m?
And the neighbours went.
The neighbours went?
That's good. That's a good tactic, invite the neighbours, because then you don't want to get any complaints or noise.
Yeah, so it went well, yeah.
What time did you stay till?
I got tired about 4 a.m, so I left.
That's not bad going, is it? Staying till 4 in the morning.
Did you have a broomstick?
Yeah.
Did you have your broomstick?
Yeah, she went, you know, it was good.
Nice.
She went as a cat.
Who went as a cat?
Sally.
Sally?
Yeah, she went as a cat.
Your best friend, Auntie Sally?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was good. But I'm getting a bit worried about this toilet business.
All right.
So, but do you want a word with Michael?
Oh, yeah, well, what, is he asleep or what? Or is he awake?
Hold on, I'll wake him up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
In the States.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not too bad. I've just been enjoying myself in the States.
I'm going on Friday.
Yeah, what was the match like Saturday? Good, I see.
QPR Wolves, that was the best we've been this season. Absolutely incredible.
You going tonight?
I am going tonight, yeah, against Sheffield United.
Yeah, Piers is going as well, isn't he?
Can't wait. Absolutely. We were absolutely phenomenal. The atmosphere was amazing as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have a good night tonight then. Are you meeting Piers before the game?
Yeah, if I've got time, probably go for Westfield. Probably go Westfield and grab some food.
Okay. Yeah.
What were the big games during the weekend then? Because United have who did United have? Spurs.
Yeah, they won 1-0. Unfortunately.
Where was
it? Leinster lost in the rugby. Leinster won. Not that anyone would be particularly interested.
No.
But that's about it.
City still top of the league.
Yeah, cruising it. 5 points there now.
All right. Okay. They've not lost a game. Is that right?
No, I don't think they've lost yet, no.
And what about Palace? How are Palace getting on? They're still bottom.
Still bottom. You know, they drew last minute goal. Zaha. But, I'm looking forward to tonight. There's a lot of football. You know, the radio covers it all. You know, a couple of people will be listening to that.
What are the big games?
Well, Queen's Park Rangers against Sheffield United.
Yes, top of the league. Cool. Any other
think there's Man United and Benfica. I think Chelsea and Roma is tonight or it's tomorrow night. Or it's tonight, I think.
Is that Champions League?
Yeah.
So is that BT Sport?
I'm not sure.
Will you go around Stewart? Will you go around Stewart to watch that?
I won't bother. No, no. I listen to the radio. What's just you, Jessica, had a baby, Joshua. What? Joshua Lenny.
What's that?
Stuart's a granddad.
Oh, so Stuart.
Wait,
so Stuart, your best friend, is a granddad?
Yeah.
All right. What's the kid's name?
Joshua Lenny.
Joshua Lenny. Is Stuart's last name Lenny? Oh, no, because it'll be her, but all right, yeah. Joshua Lenny.
Joshua Lenny Down.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's the surname. But it's not Joshua Leonard, Joshua Lenny.
Right. Okay.
I think the difference.
Do you find that funny?
Well, it's just weird, you know, it'd be like someone called Michael, or Mikey rather than Michael, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. All right, cool.
Is the toilet
coming? Are you looking forward to the new toilet?
No, my mum was looking out the window, standing in front of the bloody television.
Okay. All right, well, nice one, Dad. I'll speak to you. We're not doing this next week, so I'll speak to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, right, enjoy yourself in the States.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, take care.
Cheers, Dad.
Good time in LA.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, bye. There you go, that was local gossip with my mum and sports news with my dad.
That's funny, like your mum normally doesn't want to sort of stop talking on the show. But
yeah.
Because she was a bit distracted, it felt like she wasn't really...
Didn't want to be here.
No, she actually asked to go over past to your dad. And normally she sounds disappointed when we do.
She actually told our producer, Lissy, today that she forgot. Forgot about the show.
Because of the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she's very excited about the new bathroom.
She didn't even ask about any reviews or anything.
Reviews? Oh, the reviews!
Yeah.
Sorry, actually, nice little thread there to this, because we need to, of course, remind people to get on iTunes, please, and keep giving us these wonderful reviews. It's really nice. We're really chuffed, aren't we?
Yeah,
we didn't think that people were going to be interested in me and Mark talking nonsense, but everyone's been really lovely. Got lots of nice reviews.
Yeah.
So rate them, give us reviews. And
subscribe.
Of course, subscribe, and hopefully we'll climb up those charts and You know, we can all together, we can be the beginning of something big.
Like one big team.
True, it feels like that though, doesn't it? Because you start off with a small...
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's a big audience.
I don't know.
Who knows? It's boutique though, that's what it is.
Exactly.
We're boutique.
Yeah.
Artisan radio. Right. Okay, so Mark, newsletter. Well, we're going to do one or two things, basically.
Yeah.
We can look at the newsletter, or you can look at tabloid news. I think we should look at tabloid news. Got 4 minutes till the song.
So I haven't... The newsletter wasn't delivered.
Why wasn't it delivered? So for new listeners, basically local gossip is built of two sections. We talk to my mum. She tells us the local gossip in Brighton, in my hometown. And then Mark reads out the newsletter from his weird country sort of inbred...
Inbred?
It's
not inbred.
It is. You're all finger cows and all that stuff.
Unbelievable.
It's true, though.
Yeah, but I just text my mum just to see if she knows anything that's happening. And she said they're looking for people to star in the 2018 Panto in March.
You've got to do that. What are you on about?
2018 Panto in March?
That is... that's when they're looking for them.
Oh, and an iPhone stolen from a motor vehicle. Do not leave valuables in view. So that's what's happening.
Okay, that's good. That's fair enough. Mate, you've got to... Mate,
that'll be fun,
mate,
it?
You've got... Mate, you'd be brilliant.
Panto.
Do the little one-liners.
In March... Oh, 2018. Oh, right, so they're going to be doing... Oh, so they're looking in March for then the Panto.
I did explain that to you.
I wasn't listening. I was reading the next bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
Mate, you've got to go for that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Support. If you're listening, tweet Mark, support him. Give him the confidence. That'd be brilliant.
Is Panto a good thing to do?
I would...
Would
love
you?
Panto.
Would you?
Mate,
you get a Panto
Captain
easy.
Hook, come on.
You get a Panto
I
easy.
I want my war.
Why don't you do it?
I'd be Captain Hook.
Someone would give you a Panto, wouldn't they?
Apparently it's really well paid as well. That's why you get people like Bradley Walsh doing it.
But you
like
do
that.
Have to work hard, I think. Like, as in, there's loads of shows in a day. Like,
yeah, two a day. It's fine. Yeah. I'd love to be Captain Hook.
Why don't
Hook.
You do it?
Is Willy Wonka a Panto show? I'd love to do that.
I think they can make anything a Panto show.
Mate, if you're listening, you're out there, you produce Panto, get me on. I could do voices.
Yeah.
I'm an actor now.
But would that not, like, is it, so yeah, so Bradley Walsh does it.
Yeah, so that, loads of people do it, it's not just
star,
him.
So it's not, because I've always thought that Panto was kind of...
No, that's bull.
But people that are kind of have lost, so actors say something, or some of them Corrie, and
you're
then they're
thinking,
not Corrie anymore.
Yeah, you're thinking it's like, sort of, like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like has-beens.
Yeah,
No, it's about the nows and
the
gonna-bees.
The nows and the
gonna bees. It is. The nows and the gonna bees. Us two, baby.
Wow. Yeah, let's do it.
Me and you.
Why don't we write one?
Mate,
that's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
Me and you. Special news-ish radio show, Christmas Panto.
We should do it.
If people want that, we will give it to them.
Tweet in.
Right, come on, let's stop plugging stuff.
What's happening?
There you go.
Oh, if we're gonna, actually, while we are plugging stuff, these tickets are still on sale.
No, come on, do get one of the tabloid
shows. Please.
What?
I need to sell them.
What do you need to sell?
My tickets. I don't want it to play to sort of 20 people.
And see Mark. He does his one-liners.
Angel Comedy. Go to their website, and it's in November 23rd. So come along. One-liners.
Cool.
Award nominated.
Mate, no one wants to hear this. Get on with the news. What's going on in the world of the Red Tops?
Oh, we're doing Red Tops today.
Just quickly, because we're going to go to a song.
You've got a choice. You've either got a story about a guy that was drunk and woke up where he shouldn't, or...
What, just any guy, not even a celebrity?
No, not even a celebrity.
So that's a story. A bloke woke up, got drunk and woke up...
Full page.
Front page?
Full page.
Show me.
Page...
No, not
seven.
Tell me the number. Show me.
There you go, full page. And basically...
Go on.
So he walks into this house.
What paper, by the way?
This is the Sun.
Right.
He walks into a house about 4 a.m, paralytic, naked.
Yeah.
And the mother...
This is like my Crazy Dave story from a couple of weeks ago.
I might be. The woman...
Yeah.
Puts him to bed, tucks him up, thinking it's her son. And then the next morning, the dad's... Right. The dad then sees him... Dad then sees him and goes to the mum. That's who's this? So it seems a bit like she's just sort of covered it up.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
It? But
that's a great cover up.
Yeah.
If you're having an affair and you get caught, you can just use that.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah, so that
he was just coming in off his stag do.
It's a whole story though. But I don't know whether she doesn't say whether she was drunk. I don't know how she didn't realise. Mate, I think she said it. I think it was pitch black. So.
So have you gone? Have you woken up anywhere that you weren't meant to? It's obvious.
Last time I got proper drunk, that I did. But
what? Where'd you wake up? Just a girl's house.
No.
Well, it was you.
No, it was my mate's birthday, and it was a student thing. It wasn't that long ago, and I woke up on the floor of someone's.
I have a mate that on the first night of Edinburgh or something. I'm not going to repeat his name. He's a comedian, and I'm not even going to do his voice because you know who he is. He got so drunk that I called him up the next day. Said, "Where are you? We're meant to be doing a show together." He was in England. He got so drunk, he literally woke up in another country. Now, after we play the Maccabees' Toothpaste Kisses, we'll be talking to our special guest, Jen Brister, who'll be giving us the weather.
Stars in our eyes, and with heart-shaped bruises and late-night kisses, divine. Thank you.
That was the Maccabees, Toothpaste Kisses. Beautiful song.
Lovely.
Very nice, very romantic, very cuddly. So right now we're going to talk to our special guest, friend of mine, friend of Mark's. Do you know Jen?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Friend of ours. It's Jen Brister. Hello, Jen.
Oh, hello, lads.
You good?
Yes, Mark. I am. How are you both?
I'm good. Do you want to say hello as well, Mark?
Hello, Jen.
Hello, Mark. you sounded slightly nonplussed about saying hi there. I feel...
Yeah, Sean just put me on the spot, really.
That's fine.
Where are you, Jen?
I'm at home.
In Brighton.
Brighton.
Oh, that's exciting. So don't give us the weather yet, but you're going to give us the weather for Brighton.
Oh, listen, I'm all amped up for it.
This is brilliant. So, on the show, we've been talking about cover-ups. We've been talking about worst place that you've woken up after a night out.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And sort of elaborate lies. Do you have, do you have any... terrible excuses you've used to get out of gigs. For example, can I just give you? I give one.
Yeah, go on then.
This isn't mine, but Henry Packer once pulled out of a gig. Anyone that sort of knows him, they're not going to be listening to this. Henry Packer once pulled out of a gig on the day by just saying, sorry, I can't make the gig tonight. I'm in France. That is phenomenal.
I'm really hoping that the promoter isn't listening.
They won't be, don't worry.
But I did pull out of a gig.
Go on, this is
not
great.
Really that long ago, because I told them I had a corporate, but because I didn't want them to trace it, I told them it was in Turkey. the most obscure. I just so desperately didn't want to do the gig.
That
I just
amazing.
Didn't want to do it. And then on the day I thought, I don't want to do this. So I just went, I can't do it. I've got this last minute corporate in Istanbul. I mean, who's going to believe
amazing.
That?
Amazing. Brilliant.
So that is pretty bad.
Wow. Very good.
Yes, very
I like the James Dowdwell story. Do you know this one?
I don't. By the way, for listeners, this is what it's like travelling in a car with a comedian after you've bitched about everyone else for about 4 hours. Tell us the James Dowdwell story.
Well, this is as I've heard it. It's like now sort of mythical. But he did this gig. Which we've all done at some point, is that a gig in Maidstone. I won't mention where it is.
Yeah, I know.
But it is, it's awful. And no one wants to do it. And James Dowdwell was on the motorway.
I love that.
He arrived at the gig and he thought, oh, I don't want to do this. He walked in. That's it, James. He walked into the gig. He looked around. He went, no, I'm not doing this. It was like empty. There's no one there. There's no room. There's no separate part set up for a comedian to do their bit. And he went, I can't be doing this. So he went, got back in the car. He's in the car park of the venue. He phoned up his agent. and went, I can't do it. I've broken down. I'm on the M25. I've broken down. I can't do the gig. And then just as he's doing that, the guy, the promoter of the gig, knocks on the window of the car and goes, all right, James,
coming
in. And he was like, yeah, no, it's all right. The car's, it's amazing. It started working again. All right, then bye. And I had to go in. And you have to do, it's one of those gigs where there's no audience, there's no set, but you've got to do 45 minutes.
Oh, 45
it's the one, minutes. It's the one where half the audience can't actually see the stage, isn't it?
Yeah, where they're around the corner of the other side of the bar. Yeah.
But it's been running like years. I don't know how it's kept going.
Well, I remember when I did it, and this was a long time ago, and the bloke went, 45 minutes, £100? I can't... Yeah. And he said, and I said, yes, a bit tight. He went, I don't know if I've been was paying too much 20 years ago or if I'm not paying enough now. I went, you're not paying enough now, mate. All right, bye. You're not paying enough now. That was the last time I do this gig. £100, wow. 45
they split
minutes.
It, they split it now. Quick. It's two people doing 20s, and they get one gets...
£11. Yeah.
Yeah, they split it.
There's no way to leave that gig with any dignity.
No.
No.
Last time I did it, there were three dogs running around.
Well, I mean, that could have been members of the audience. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if that's a euphemism. I mean, you're in Maidstone, so who knows?
And what, have you got anything, by the way, have you got anything to, plug?
Oh,
have I?
Yeah. I haven't.
Because I thought I might as well give you the space. The people do listen to they do listen to the show, believe
it or
not. They do,
okay.
Actually.
All right, well, two things. One, here's a podcast that I do, which no one listens
to. Oh, no, you can't. No,
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 no, competition.
No,
no,
so
get lost. No competition.
No, mate, it's not even very competition. We currently have 100 listeners. Listen, this, I'm not competing against anyone. Anyone who likes the show Outlander, tune in to Maureen and Jen. Doesn't it sound good? Droughtlander podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Do have a listen. If we went up 50%, that would be like maybe, I don't know, 30 listeners.
You've rehearsed that.
No,
that was so polished.
No, that's what you've got to have. We've got to have your what's it called? You have a pitch, your elevator pitch. That was it. Yeah.
What's Outlander? What are you on about?
I can't even go into that. That's a wormhole you and I will never get out of.
What? Do you know what it is, Mark?
I don't know. I've heard of it.
Show that has been basically dedicated to middle-aged women. That's what it is. That's all you need to know. Middle-aged women, straight women, love it.
Okay.
So I do this podcast with my friend Maureen Younger, who is obsessed with it. And I am obviously the cynical end of the...
Yes.
What is this show about? And she's like, oh, you know, just loves it. But... And the other thing I want to... you've given me my... This is it. Is the... Hang on. Listen, before
unbelievable.
Before you chuck me off, is on the 21st of November, Sean...
Yes.
Yeah, on the 21st of November, Sean...
Yeah.
I'm doing a show at the Bill Murray, but I'm not doing it with you, okay? So that's the show I'm not doing with you on the 21st of November.
Is this the show
at the Bill Murray?
Is this the show that me and you agreed to do, but then I'm not allowed to say I'm doing it, but I am doing it?
You are doing it,
I didn't even... Can I just double-check that that's in my diary? I shouldn't be doing this on air. This is terrible.
Are doing it. It's in your diary. I've confirmed it with your agent. It's all fine.
Oh, right. So there you go. We can plug that.
But you're not on it, Sean.
So 21st,
but you're not
Bill
doing
Murray.
It.
I'm not doing it. But
you're not doing
but
it.
But I will be there to watch and support my friend Jen Brister doing new stuff. Oh, that's exciting. I didn't... I'm going to be honest, Jen, I didn't know. I forgot. I didn't put
you
it in
didn't
my
even know
diary.
You forgot that you weren't doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, has your live at the... So basically, a lot of comedians, a lot of their... I don't like using words like goals and stuff, but people, you know, dream when you start dreaming about doing a programme like Live at the Apollo. You've done it. Has it gone out yet?
No.
That's exciting.
Not only has it not gone out,
right.
They don't even know when the transmission date is. So I actually now, I've got so neurotic about it, I think I'm going to be one of the few comedians that's done Live at the Apollo that never goes out on television.
Oh, you could be like one of the lost episodes that we watch in 20 years' time and realise how good you were.
By then, I've given up and I'm working in a B&B in, I don't know, Ramsgate.
Right,
yeah.
Jen, it's now time for the weather.
Oh, well, the weather here in Brighton,
Oh, hang on, wait, before you tell us, sorry, I've got a lovely little thing, jingle. Wait there. That's my favourite bit of the show. No, it's lovely.
The weather.
Go.
That was... That was... Can you send that to me as an MPEG?
As like a text alert. Oh, hang on, I've got a text.
The weather.
Yeah, I'm on it.
What's the weather? We've got to wrap it up. Sorry, I'm really sorry,
right,
Jen.
The weather is glum, but the sun is peeking through the clouds, and in Brighton it is not windy. What is that? Is that weather?
That is literally the weather.
Yeah,
in Brighton.
I literally haven't been outside. I've got no idea.
No, that's fine. That's great. So there you go. For people listening in Brighton, it's a bit glum, and the sun's trying to get through the clouds, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
Well, thank you, Jen. We're now going to play your song, which is Contraption by the OCs.
Yeah.
I listened to the beginning of this. I really like it. I don't know. I've never heard of them.
This is the song that I heard them when I saw them at Green Man, you know, after I saw you at V Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on my knees. I was so tired. I thought I'm going to die. And I had to do a set at like 10:45 in the evening after driving from Chelmsford to Wales. And this is the song that made it possible for me just get a little bit of energy to do that gig. That wasn't worth doing.
There you go.
That's You're
nice.
Welcome.
Nice little story. Yeah, touch
lovely.
A song. Thank you, Jen. Okay, well, look, I'll speak to you soon, and I'll see you on the 21st of November. But I'm not on. I'll just see you there.
No, you're not there.
No.
Okay. All right, then.
Cool. Thanks,
right.
Jen.
Bye.
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 There you go.
There you go.
Jen Brister.
That was nice.
Lovely. Very nice. Well, that's the end of the show, everyone. Mm-hmm. I hope you've enjoyed it. A quick reminder, get on iTunes, whatever. Please rate it, review it, and we really appreciate that. And, of course, we're going to be back next Wednesday, not with the Newsish Radio show.
It's Tuesday today, but next Wednesday it's going out, is it?
I don't know when it's going out.
Thursday, maybe. Tuesday.
Friday. The Filmish show is relaunching on Fubar Radio. Our hardcore fans will know what that is. Please check it out and then subscribe to that and all that. Thank you. I've been Sean Walsh, of course, joined as always by Mark Simmons.
Bye.